Am Berliner Flughafen Schönefeld soll ein neues Abschiebezentrum gebaut werden für Geflüchtete, für Menschen mit Migrationshintergrund und andere Menschen, die keinen deutschen Pass haben. Diese Leute sollen im sogenannten Ausreisegewahrsam festgehalten werden, bis sie abgeschoben werden. Das Zentrum soll direkt am Flughafen errichtet werden, also neben dem minütlichen Lärm von Flugzeugen. Das Deportation Center soll die EU-weite Anlaufstelle für Abschiebungen werden. Also nicht nur aus Deutschland werden Menschen dorthin gebracht, sondern auch wirklich aus der ganzen EU, also europaweit. Dagegen gibt es seit einigen Jahren schon Proteste. Dieses Jahr ist das sechste Protestcamp. In your camp, what are you actually demonstrating for? What are your requests or demands?
I think this like one demand, which is like to stop deportation, and that the EU should open up its borders, especially for refugees. Even climate war, this war that is European, which has caused so much climate change in some parts of the world.
So this is actually leads me to another question, like what kind of people are there besides the climate demonstration people and the ones that want to stop the deportations? Like where do the people come from that are part of the protest?
I would like have to probably speak for like 2-3 minutes because it's very diverse people who are here. Some of them have roots in different countries, but quite a lot of them have German citizenships or like the right to stay, and they feel like I guess it is something that resonates with them, that they what they have gone through that other people shouldn't go through and then have to go through that again.
Maybe some interesting point, there are also people from other countries who are also fighting, for example, at the British and France border.
True.
They are here to connect the protest. Yeah, and also I think people from different
abolition Frontex. There's abolition Frontex.
Yeah.
There is No Border Assembly. There's quite a few, lots and lots of NGOs. There was people from also like people who work in Berlin in like authorities who report like racist incidents and like especially with the police and authorities being racist. And like one of them is a friend of mine, and she said like I'm still doing like the logging of these incidents from 2012, and it's not been done for so many years, and like it doesn't get reported because all of this needs to be going into a registry, and then the authorities kind of, and it's still not being done. 2012, imagine. And this person was also here. Also a person who has a right to stay. There's also people from a few other NGOs would be like the Tubman Network in Berlin. Then there's a few other collectives that would not, I would say, like to be too public. I do remember, I think it's Abolish Frontex and No Border Assembly. I think most of the people come here from there. And quite a lot of climate groups, a few anti-fascist groups too from the local areas who don't have their banners up. I haven't seen any, but yeah, there are quite a few people from here and there.
And what do you guess, like how many people are there at the moment?
So I think we reached capacity of, it was supposed to be 500, 600 people in the camping area, and after 500 we were supposed to like fill the bigger tents. And we had reached that capacity 2 nights ago, I think. And then we had to start moving the people to other areas. And there's a huge drama with all of this too. Like there were a few court cases which we had with the authorities and the police, as usual, to get the right to camp here. And then now we're expanding, I guess. I think Kitchen had also like served 1,000 portions 2 nights ago. And now we have like 2 kitchens. One is simultaneously running pizzas, so if you want pizzas, you can come here. I think they're here till Monday evening. And now there's an announcement for football, which I don't know if you can hear it or
yeah,
not.
Kind of.
Yeah, there you go. So there's also like a megaphone that goes around and announces the workshops that we're having. And there's a lot of workshops happening, some for refugees, some for people who just arrived here, even if they have a right to stay, how they can navigate this German bureaucracy, which is, yeah, a labyrinth, like a spider's maze.
Yeah, and also I visited a workshop today, Critical Roughness, and Yeah, I was not finished the workshop because I came here, but it was really nice to have like an instruction or see other people and get in a process with other people and not just alone. And also it's really nice that because my environment is really, how to say, there are a lot of white people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's nice to go with this topic in contact with other people and not just with white people also.
And what did you learn in this workshop until you had to leave?
We learned something about colonialism, the history, about the structure of racism. And before we could go into the groups, I left and they wanted to talk about how to reflect your own behavior, how to reflect your own racism that you used to learn all your life, because we're living in this society.
If I would be a person that is going in, like, yeah, kind of imprisonment because I'm not allowed to stay in Germany and I have to go back, like, I cannot just fly home or something. It's not like they give me money or, yeah, what happens? What happens to the people exactly? Do you maybe got like a view inside?
Of what happens to the people who are then put into the plane and sent back, is what you mean?
No, like in this building that is going to be built.
Detention center.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have a contact with a few people who have been in those detention centers. And I mean, it's different at the borders of the EU, where these people are having the first contact with the authorities, as they like to call it, where there is a lot of brutality, lots of violence, both sexual, physical, mental, on people. And then even here, I know a few people who say they're not treated so nicely by the people, especially if you are of darker skin color. It's also very funny that during the war, how the refugee system worked out here in Germany, how Ukrainians were welcomed with warm arms, and it's different for Afghan or Pashtun or like people from Syria, Palestine, or from the African or Asian continent.
That's super true. And now they are like imprisonment kind of before they have to leave. How can I imagine this deportation center?
I think it's possible to get in touch with a few people who have gone through that journey. I mean, even now, even when people do get the asylum, the refugee status, it's not so easy for them and their family. Like, we have, like, the deportation center is pretty bad. But even outside the deportation centers, EU laws, like, there's a woman who's been separated from her daughter for 10 years. And the daughter can only live in Switzerland and her here. And every time the daughter has to see her, she has to visit her here. And that's a lot of money every time they have to see each other.
And are there some kind of NGOs that are part of the camp that are giving this child money that she can see her mother? Or how does it work?
Well, that is what one of the working groups in the camp is on. But there's also like working groups. You can hear this plane, by the way. This happens every few minutes. I mean, this is also why climate activists feel so strongly, because I guess when the system is corrupted to such a point where people think it's okay to fly every few months or whatever to Mallorca or God knows where to enjoy the weather, the planet will burn, and climate activists realize that too, and mm-hmm. that cannot keep happening. Like, even when the war was happening in Ukraine, there was climate change happening in, like, in India, we had a really hot summer, and it's going to get very hot this year, too. It doesn't look so good for a lot of people. A lot of people will die in the heat, and, like, farmers, they have, like, hunger strikes in India every few few years. I mean, the last one was very famous because it was big, because the state was very close. But every year for the south of India, there were protests in the capital that didn't end up so well because the police then were more. Then there was also, like in Somalia, representing Africa. Well, because it's not the best place to represent when it comes to, when you talk about, climate disasters, catastrophes. Yeah, and that happened all because there's bombs and lots of carbon smoke, this industrialization, capitalism. Yeah, I'm not just representing a climate activist group, but I'm also a representative of a labor's union, like a Betrieb's Rat, the Gorillas Workers Collective. And now, like, I'm working with some workers from Volt, who have papers in, I will not say the names of the countries or like the nationalities of these workers, but they have like asylum in different countries and they have to travel to Germany and work these horrible, horrible jobs as like bicycle riders when it's snowing or like when it's very rainy, there's a thunderstorm. These people are delivering food to people, risking their lives just for what, 10, 20 euros per hour? I mean, if they're lucky, if they really, really can work hard. And there are some riders who do that. Like they, I know a few riders who did that for like bicycle courier drivers.
There are some people here.
Yeah, I mean, not in the camp.
Yeah.
I guess because also most of them have hectic lives. They need to earn that money. They can't be here.
Yeah.
These people are probably not the people that are in the deportation center because they already got like one job. No, is it not like that? That you, when you get a job, you are kind of allowed to stay? And
no, so the job that they have is not theirs. It's like a friend of theirs who lives in Germany. And like there's, I will not, of course, say about the methods because I would not want the authorities to know how it works.
Yeah, if you have a job, it doesn't mean that you are allowed to stay in Germany.
True. I mean, you can keep, you're allowed to stay as long as you have the job. But even then, keep in mind, these are not like jobs people hold on to for so long. These are like bicycle courier drivers and like help. I mean, like there's lots of also like under the table work in Germany, which Germans don't know about. When I got into this like union and unionizing with like people from NGG or Verdi, they would be shocked to hear about the working conditions in like these restaurants, like Oriental or whatever restaurants, even restaurants like which serve pasta, and I will not say restaurant names or anything, because these workers work there and it's their livelihood. But the working conditions are horrible. Like no Germans would be very shocked. I think Europeans would be very shocked.
It's also when you get when you do the job and then you, I don't know, do something bad and the police catches you, then it's like you're not a German person, so you get to the deportation center, or does it work like that?
I haven't had contact with anybody who's had that, but also I guess they're very careful then when they're riding the bicycle that they don't get into trouble. And I have not so many friends because I'm also now based in another project which needed me there for a bit, and now I will soon return to the city and try to make sure that these workers are not ending up burnt out very quickly or in these detention centers.
I got one more question about the deportation that are not just like national, right? I read something like it's also from the whole Europe. Like it's a big, big center that's going to be built probably if it doesn't, I don't know if the government doesn't stop it. So the people are getting here by a train to Berlin and then to the plane to get deported.
Some of the ones, some of the people, I guess, would be brought in by train. Some might be brought in by plane to from all around Europe because this is an airport. So they would get right off the plane into the detention center and straight back into the plane.
But they are going back to their country where they came from original, or do they get deported to countries they don't even know? Because I heard something about this, but I'm not sure if
some
it's
of
true.
Them, I mean, most of them don't end up so well in countries where they are then used as ransom money for their from their family. Like they get detained, beaten up very badly, and treated in a very bad manner, or like put into some kind of labor which they don't want to do.
It also depends. Sometimes it happens that children who are born in Germany had to go back to countries they never have been before, but it's called like their Herkunftsland because mm-hmm. it's the Herkunftsland of their parents.
And how is like, do you actually see the deportation center or the place where it's going to be built from your camp?
I think you can see it kind of, but it's better to see it when you take a bicycle. And I think that's also part of the demonstration. The bicycle coup will be happening very close to the airport to see how they're building it, which is also a sight to see.
That's tomorrow, right? The demonstration, the big one. And
yes.
You're heading to the center directly, no?
I think they meet, bicycle people meet at 10:30 or 11:30, I'm not sure, but yeah. And then the other people will head over there after the bicycle people head over there, because there will be buses going from here to the demo.
I think the demo will start in Schönefeld at the Rathaus, in front of the Rathaus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, and it will go to the airport, is it right? I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. And what's the reaction of the government until now? Do they say something? Do they do something? How is the police? Like, how is it going there?
Police loves to do what they do, which is harass us. They have nothing else to do than harass us. And I guess we had to sue them twice, the authorities, to be here because there was some mumbo-jumbo made by them about the place. About there being a bomb underneath the ground, apparently, and there was a joke going around in the camp that there might be more bombs around.
Yeah, there was like a special team who had to come and search if there are any explosive stuff, and it completely makes no sense because nearly, I think every year there is a festival going on in this area, and how should came a bomb here in this time?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's also maybe I shouldn't say this, but I think maybe it's also like a racist thing. Like they think like the people that are not original German are dangerous, and I don't know, whatever.
They don't want to have to protest here. I mean, they tried to forbid us to use this place, and they had to do like a lawsuit to fight against to say that they forbid to use this camp.
Yeah, and I think it was twice in the Gericht.
Two times they had to fight for it in the court that we can use this camp.
And what is the reaction of the government? Did they say a statement or something? I don't know. I guess they never say a statement.
I think you can hear the response of the government. Till now, the court has sided with us because we've also made it clear that we don't want any actions, and we have asked the climate groups not to kindly do any actions. We've tried our best on our side, people who have been organizing this camp.
When you look at how the center is planned, they don't use the official way to get money for this center. They just had like an official connection to the investor, to Harder, so they don't have to ask for the payment in the Landtag. And there also was the Minister of Finance. It was from the Green Party, and to don't have to ask him for the money. They just planned that the investor will construct the building, the center, and then they will rent the building from the investor, Harder. His name is Harder, and so they don't have to get the permission from the Landtag and the finance minister. And it was like really shady.
But the Landtag and the finance minister are not saying anything afterwards? Like, they don't complain or take part?
They didn't hear about this topic until 2021.
Oh, wow.
So the plan started, I think, 2017. The plan started planning the center, and until 2021, the Green Party didn't hear about anything of this.
I think this happens quite a lot in Germany, the amount of political corruption. Like Nord Stream, the chancellor before Merkel also, I think there's some drama there with the fossil fuels. But also look at what happened in Gasweiler with RWA. So many people were unhappy about it. So many people showed up and the police just came and brutalized them. Not just once, but twice.
But do you think, like, in the end that... Or do you plan to continue this camp until they stop building it? Or I don't know. I think, is there any plan, any further plan that you're going to take part?
We plan to have this again, hopefully in the near future, at the same space, because then the police can't say that there were bombs here.
Maybe I have to say it in German because I cannot explain it in English.
You can say it in German. Okay? That's totally fine for me.
In einem Bebauungsplan wird halt festgelegt, was auf einer Fläche gebaut werden kann. Und dann gibt es bestimmte Kriterien. Und da der Bebauungsplan jetzt noch nicht festgelegt ist, ist auch noch nicht sicher, ob das Zentrum überhaupt gebaut werden kann. Und deswegen wäre die Idee, dagegen vorzugehen, dass überhaupt nach einem Bebauungsplan das Center gebaut werden kann. Aber es, also dann müssen halt wieder JuristInnen angefragt werden. Es ist wieder eine Kostenfrage, weil die Arbeit bezahlt werden muss. Zur Not muss man vielleicht auch vor Gericht gehen, um das einzuklagen. Genau. Aber das ist zum Beispiel eine Idee, wie man noch dagegen vorgehen könnte.
That sounds actually pretty nice. Like, it's not settled now that the center is going to be built. But yeah, maybe we can avoid this to be happen. Pretty good to know all the things. And I hope, like, the listeners are, I don't know, getting a feeling for what is happening there and how it maybe helps to avoid the deportations from Flughafen Berlin-Schönefeld. Do you got like any last words you maybe want to say?
I would say if there are other people who are hearing this and want to be involved in a project like this, stop flights like these and deportations like these and like opening borders or helping people who have just arrived in horrible conditions and need help doing paperwork or navigating this German bureaucracy, especially. But not just that, but also like coming to meet other people and then helping people who are not, even to arrive with papers and are working in really, really bad conditions in this economy. Mostly migrant workers who don't know about the German labor law, and then these employees take advantage of people in precarious conditions.